with the chokmah comes more tricks also. This is what the Yetzer Hara is believing. And therefore, when you are mitzvah, there is a nature of a child. Tell him, eat this, I don't want. Eat the mothers, I don't want. So all of a sudden, you see, there is certain food. He wants to say, listen, don't eat that food, leave it. Don't eat. He looks when his mother will tell him, you jump on it. An adult is exactly the same. You tell him something he has to eat, I don't want. He shouldn't, he wants to run. This is what, when there is Yetzer Hara, you have to fight him. When there is no Yetzer Hara, there is no fight. What's the reward about? A person, a blind man, he doesn't have Yetzer Hara. Why? What's about? We'll do it, not do it. He's not going to be punished or not. Then there's no fight. If he's doing it, it was easy for him to do it. Yetzer Hara doesn't come to him. But Yetzer Hara goes to that one that you told him not to do it. So tell him, do it. That's why he has to fight. Now, all this I'm saying, that when there is a Habon, a person that made the Shuvah, that was used to make Habonot, he has a bigger fight. He has to do much, much more, harder time to go in order to do the mitzvah. That's why he is well appreciated by God. It's such an important thing of the Shuvah. Tell you one thing, that once I explained, really the time is passing, I'm supposed to go to the Halachot of Kippur, I'm still the beginning of Arab Kippur. But tell you to see how much there is what to talk about Kippur. Tell you the reason give around. There was a great, great rabbi whose name was Rabbi Meir. He's known like as by the name Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. It's known that any time a person has troubles or anything, say, oh God, because of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes helped me. And because he said, I'll give some charity in the name of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. I'll give, you see the people come, they put oil, because light in the shul means kabod v'takenes, in memory of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. It helps. And people known to them, many miracles happen to them because of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. This Rabbi Meir, when he was a student of a rabbi, he had a rabbi whose name was Elisha. This Elisha was one of the four great people that they learned Torah more than anybody else in the world. But all of a sudden they came to go to the deepest meaning of the Torah. And they warned us to be very careful not to go into that religious philosophy, which is the deepest one. Only if you are ready. And these four, they believed they are ready. And they went to it. The Gemara tells us, out of the four, one came perfect. Rabbi Akiva. Nichnas b'shalom, v'yatza b'shalom. He went in peace, he came out in peace. That means he succeeded to have a clear mind about all religious philosophy to the deepest meaning of the Torah. One Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, two of them. One went deep, got sick. He couldn't take it no more. And one died out of his sickness right away. Didn't last too long. And one left all the way out. Changed from good to bad. This was Elisha. It was called Elisha Aher. They called him a different person. From he was such a great man and became absolutely an atheist. But he was a great scholar. Rabbi Meir knew that he was a great scholar. He wanted to learn Torah from him. The Gemara said nobody should learn Torah from a man that doesn't practice, who is not good. Why? Because he may mislead you to the wrong way. But Rabbi Meir was such great, he said, I don't know how to pick up what's good and what's bad. And he went, always ran after him. The Gemara tells us that was one day Shabbat. Rabbi Meir was following Elisha Aher. Elisha Aher was riding the horse, and Rabbi Meir goes asking him questions in Torah. And Elisha answered him. All of a sudden, Elisha holds the horse. Rabbi Meir, stop it. He said, what happened? He said, go back. I'm going to go further, you go back. He said, why? Because we reached the boundary of Shabbat. you know, that outside of the city, you cannot go more than 2,000 amos or 4,000 feet. More than that, you can't walk. And then Hisham, imagine, he was riding the horse. He knows each step of the horse, how many steps of a human being. And he was counting the steps, and he knew exactly that they reached the boundary, even though he was busy answering him. Look how careful he was. Told Meir, go back. Meir realized. He said, please, Dachilak, how about you? You don't want him. You are going to go further. Begging. I said, please don't bother me anymore. He said, listen, Meir. He said, please. So no, I hear a sound from heaven. What do you hear? I hear they are saying, Shuvu Banim Shavavim. There's a sound that said, all people who did something wrong, make the Shuvah, I will accept you. You're welcome to make the Shuvah, come back to me. Except one. And that one is me. Hutzmeh Isha Aher. That's what I hear, the sound from heaven. And Isha heard it. Rabbi Meir didn't hear anything. He said, listen what I hear. And the Gemara said, what would happen if Elisha makes the Shuvah? You would accept him or not? He said, yes. But the opposite of the sound that comes from heaven. He said, if Elisha would make the Shuvah, they won't accept. How come? How come that the rabbi said something against that sound? Who told them? Secondly, how could Rabbi Meir wait till now and tell Elisha, please come back? Why don't you tell him before when you see him on the horse going? Third, why Elisha would hear and Rabbi Meir doesn't hear? I said, very simple. In my opinion, this is the message that the Gemara is teaching us. Rabbi Meir said, Elisha will never come back. It's so bad. He gave up hope. But when he reached that boundary and he stopped and he told him, he go back. He said, oh, person who is bad can never see somebody else good. He wants even the good to be bad. If Rabbi Meir, if Elisha worries about Rabbi Meir not to make the Avon, doesn't go back, he said, there's something good in him. He doesn't want me to be bad. Therefore, he started nagging him. And then Rabbi Meir said to himself, see, they let him hear. How come? It's very simple. There is a book called Chovat HaLevavot, I said before. He said, when a person makes teshuvah, he has to make teshuvah, teshuvat HaMishkal. You know what teshuvat HaMishkal? To be equal to the Avon. If the Avon is a small one, teshuvah is an easy one. If the Avon is very big, the teshuvah is very hard, should be very big. Like a sickness, physical sickness. Person has a little cold, running nose, it takes Vicks, a few drops. Person has a bad cold, person you need antibiotic. Because develops more pneumonia, go to specialists come in, you need consultation. Consultation, they come, need observation, put him in the hospital. Yes. All of a sudden comes the heavier in his operations. My son. The heavier the sickness, the harder the remedy. Same thing with the avonot. Easy avon, easy teshuvah. Big avon, harder teshuvah. And this is called teshuvat ha-mishkan. Has to be exactly the balance with it. The Gemara says, the person made a mistake, he did wrong. And here there was Yetzer Hara, he saw some lady, and he was deceived, and she exposed herself. He made the Avon. He made the Avon, the Gemara said, when is the Teshuvah right? It will happen again. That will be that lady, in that condition, in that place. And still it will not listen, will not do the Avon. That's the real Teshuvah. But to sit down home, hiding, they say, no, I'll never do it. Well, when it'll come to it, that's easy time. This is the Gemara said, that is to know if you did really make Teshuvah or not. And a person should know, check on himself, if he does make a real Teshuvah or not. And this is what, as we say, the Teshuvah is great. And then Rabbi Meir said, why did they let Elisha know? because Elisha was Avon, there is a small Avon. There is a bigger Avon. Bigger. The biggest is to become an atheist. But there is another thing also. According to the individual, there is a person, simple man. The Torah said, even if you make big Avon, consider it small, because he doesn't know the importance, how bad it is. But greater man, even if he does a little Avon, consider it big. I mean, if he does big Avon, imagine. And if the greatest person will make the biggest Avon, so big. That was Elisha. And there was no teshuvah for him in the world. But God said, I created the world, I must create teshuvah also. If there isn't, we have to create something for Elisha. And what did they do? They let him hear that even if we'll come back, they won't accept him. Imagine. If they tell him they don't accept him, and still not only will make teshuvah, you can imagine what teshuvah this is. He said, no matter even if they don't accept me. They tell about the rabbi, that he said, they told him, a person should do the mitzvah only for the sake of God. Some people, they do it because they want to get some benefit. Some people, no, I don't want to get benefit. I want to do them so because God told me. But what do you think? God will reward you? Of course. And he expects some reward. Maybe in this world, maybe in the world to come, but he expects someone. Then why do you do them? Hashem will give me sachar. That's not perfect. That's not out of love of Hashem. You do it because of what? Pay later on. And a person, they say about one rabbi, great rabbi, that he bothered Hashem so much for somebody else. Hashem told him, don't bother me anymore. There's an order on that one. So now I insist. I want you to do it because of me. He said, okay, we'll do it, but since you insisted so much, a son came and said, he lost his share in Olam Abba, because he forced the Kadosh Baruch Hu to do something. When he heard that he lost his share in Olam Abba, this rabbi was jumping, dancing, and he said, what are you saying? I heard that I lost my share in Olam Abba. Because losing your share in Olam Abba, you feel so happy? He said, yes, from now on, every mitzvah I do, not for the reward. Up to now, I have Yetzer Hara. I know that there is a reward. And I'm thinking, I'm doing the mitzvah. Now, there's no chance. They say, he's so happy for being able to do a mitzvah. So I'm giving back the reward. Just for that joy and happiness that he had. And this is what they say. Imagine that the teshuvah that a person is doing great, it will lead him. They said, the avon becomes mitzvah. There is more and more derashot that I will go through this, but I would like to go here with the halachot. That in Arab Kippur, there is the vidui, there is the teshuvah. That's why there is the vidui so many times, we repeat it. There is vidui in mincha, before we eat. There is vidui after we eat. After we eat, during the prayers, every prayer, there is vidui again. In Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol was making vidui first for himself and his family. Then he made vidui for all his tribe. And then he made vidui for all Israel. Because you have to purify yourself first before you pray for others. That's what we do in Kippur, in Seder Avodah. What do we do? The Hazan is instead of Kohen Gadol. He prays for himself. He prays for his community. He prays for Kilal Am Israel. If we pay attention to the prayers, it's so important. That's why they always look for it. That the one who is going to pray, especially the Musaf and Seder Avodah, will be a person who knows what he is praying. To understand, really a person that from the depth of his heart, he is praying and knowing what he is saying. This is the credit, to the credit of this community. They always look forward that the Musaf should be a learned man saying it. They always insisted on it. Not to come any Hazan, but because he has a beautiful voice. Say, in Egypt, there was a rabbi Aaron ben Shimon, his name. The Hazan passed away in that city, in Cairo. And they were looking for Hazan. They found Hazan, that he had the voice, the Halil Shabbia, to be praised, impossible to believe. They came to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, we found Hazan. So they told him the Hazan. The rabbi still, they saw the rabbi, is such a beautiful voice. What a melody. Pleasant to listen, just like violin. They always said, yes, exactly like violin. The violin empty from inside and beautiful sound from outside. Yeah. He said, this is what the rabbi knew who was the man. He didn't like it. And I said, that means to know who is the one that's going to pray. And they are careful. He said, the prayer, Shariah Tzibur, has to be ready to represent the Tzibur before Kadosh Baruch Hu, knowing. And every individual should go over the prayers before, try to understand as much as possible. We tried when I was in Young Shaaretz Zion to initiate these things, to bring more an understanding, to translate things into English. And we did, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, we did a bidui, we did a... still there is a few mistakes over there. Sometimes I look to the industry, I see those mistakes, I feel bad. But thank God, brought a lot of benefit, a lot of good. These things that we did from Haggadah Shel Pesach, from the bidui, from Tashliach, that is good because, look, what can we do? They are not perfect in Hebrew, not everyone, but of course in the Hebrew there is more meaning to it. But if we don't, we do the most of it through the English, that a person we know will go through the English language to know what he is doing during the prayer time. And with this, Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Arab Kippur. And we do the Kippur, the Mitzvot of Kippur, Achila, Shetiyah, Rechitza, Sicha, Nehilat HaSandal, Tashmish HaMeta, all these things, the five things that we are forbidden from doing Kippur, to be very careful. Achila v'shtiyah, when you come to Achilas Yaron, I get so many questions, so many telephone calls the last couple of weeks. I'm thinking 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they never asked me these questions. So what happened? Now we're a better generation. And I wasn't making, for example, I'll show you one thing that so many people, pregnant women, so many pregnant women, they call you up, oh boy, the doctor said I have to eat. Should I listen to him or not? I don't think I want to eat. But the doctor said, what do you think? What do you say? In the past, and 20 years ago, no pregnant woman asked this question. Everyone knew that she has to pass. Eve, it was terrible what happened at Kippur. She was fainting all of you. Run right away, bring the one. But here today, the doctor said, I said, who is the doctor? Is he religious? No, reliable, to find a religious doctor, go to a religious. Many times I tell them, you go to Dr. Rosenstock, he's a religious Jew. He's a very big doctor, and he's a religious Jew. It's in our neighborhood here. I said, look, I can't tell you, I'm not a doctor. But use your judgment. If you feel that you can, if you can, something, what can I do? Then you'll have to listen to the doctor at the time. Try it. But if you have to eat, there is no way. So at least do it according to the law. The solid food, you take less than 1 ounce at a time, and you wait 8 minutes. Then you have to eat. Take again less than 1 ounce, and wait another 8 minutes. Maybe in the meantime, Yetzer HaRa will go away. But really, this is the halacha. Liquid, less than 3 ounces at a time. And again, wait. And again, less than 3 ounces. There is certain ruling about it. What is achila ushtia, what to do with this? Of course, provided the doctor said, it's okay with me. If you take that, as long as you take. If he said that, then of course, rechitza. Not to worry. Shower. They warn us even in the tila, in the morning, you take only till the knuckle. Usually we take till the wrist on the Kippur. Only to the knuckle. Netila, imagine. That's must and that. They tell you, no, Kippur only to the knuckle. No more. And so important. That means not to touch water, to wash. Very little. And while it is a little bit, you dry it, wet a little. Pass it on your eyes. That should take the sleep away from them. Imagine. That person comes. Say, there comes many students. Say, oh boy, that's it. I go to the bathroom. Shall I wash my hands? Listen, don't be Hasid Gadol. When you go to the bathroom, again, you wash. Yeah, a lot of them. Be clean. And now, Alti Tzaddik Arbe, Alti Rasha Arbe. This is not too much Tzaddik. Too much Hasid is Hasid Shoteh, the Gemara said. This is what we say, that means, then there is sikha, applying lotions, you apply lotion, combing is how it puts the lotion away or not. Oh, this is not supposed to be in Kippur. That's sikha. Now you like to send that, to be very careful. Leather shoes, not to have any bit of leather in the shoes. Baruch Hashem today, God made it easy for us. All kind of shoes you have, that they cheat you with it, they tell you, you know, I don't have to tell you, what do you call that, men, you're Mr. You're not the cheater.
This is the point. Man-made fiber.
Man-made, okay. And that means, there is today everything looks just as leather, comfortable and everything. As long as it's not leather, it's a lot. That's easy today. Now, leather said that, there is no leather said that. Of course, relationship also, just like in a dad woman on Kippur. And from this came the question, Kippur, night of Kippur, should be a light on? Should be no light? Should have a light in the bedroom? Or shouldn't be? Some books they said, should be a light. Because after all, when there is a light, the person is not going to be, there's supposed to be no light. And now finish, it's better to have something to say, no, you put light, you look at her, and you're tempted. And this is the idea of Noah. They say, Noah, when he built the Teva, he said, Tzohar, ta'asela Teva. What's Tzohar? It's Mahloket, it's agreement. What is the Tzohar? Once it's Tzohar, it's Halon, a window that brings light into it. Tzohar comes from Tzahoraim, light, right? And some say, no, Tzohar was precious diamonds. That, you know, there is some stones that bring, shines and bring light. You can see something. But that's Eben Tova, no Halon. They said, well, why do you argue about it? He said, because Moral said, Noah, as long as he wasn't Teva, he wasn't allowed to be with his wife. Then the question was between them, should he have light or not? One said, no, he had light. Eben Tova said, no, listen, how long? That's it. During the night, it has to be dark. That's the argument between them. And this is the custom today. That they light, they put light a little bit on the outside of the bedroom. Hits the bedroom. And okay, that means a person will know what to do. The whole idea I'm saying, to see what are the mitzvot of the day, to be careful and to spend it with Kedusha, or try to understand the meaning of the prayers as much as possible. And a kolo lecha harahitum ne'ilata, not has for sure. Person will say, I'm tired, he goes to like a walk, and see to it that he will devote himself for the prayers of the day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Be'ezrat Hashem Hatima Tova, and you will be blessed with everything. It will be a year of prosperity, a year of success, and the spiritual lifting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ezrat Hashem, will put in your mind the right way, and then you will really elevate yourself spiritually and be successful in the financial world and business. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there is assurance for every person to succeed with a buyer. What is the assurance that they give him? He said there is a pasuk in Tehillim, Yomam Yetzaveh Hashem Hasdo Ubalayla Shiroimi. If you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be kind to you during the day to succeed with a buyer, Balayla Shiroimi. At night, before the morning, don't wait about the morning, the daybreak, before, after midnight, any time from after midnight in the morning, get up and learn Torah. Half an hour, that's Torah of the night, which is after midnight, will give you success during the day. That's what the Yomam Yetzaveh Hashem Hazo, Hashem will order that people will be kind to find grace in their eyes, if Ubalayla Shiraim Yusidan Amlanta. And Be'ezrat Hashem, with this, God will give you, as I said, success, Be'ezrat, the whole year on, years to come. All the time will continue to learn Torah more and more. Everyone says, so next week, Wednesday night is a holiday. And the week after, Wednesday night is a holiday. That means I will see you in 2 weeks' time, because every night I'm busy, otherwise I would switch it to another night. But so happened that already every night is occupied. Now I'm busy with every night.
3 weeks.
3 weeks now. Next week and the week after. What, 3 weeks? The third week, yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Missed. 2 weeks,
yeah.
Missed. Three,
until
3 weeks.
That's right. ויחנניה ונחשה אומר את זה הקדוש ברוך הוא לכבוד ישראל לפיך ובאלה מתורתו שנאמר אדוני יחפש מען צדקו ירדיל תורה וירדיל